This is KUT. In Austin, the process of adding a garage apartment or even remodeling your home can be notoriously difficult. Many residents have complained of hefty fees and long wait times for city permits. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the Austin City Council is trying to make that process easier.
The council took an important step to streamlining the process Thursday. It passed the Family Homestead Initiative. It calls for the city to identify all of the regulations and costs associated with expanding or remodeling a home. Councilmember Dalia Garza sponsored the resolution.
And my hope is that when we look at that whole process together, we see the difficulty that homeowners face and that we decide to change some of those and create a more streamlined process.
Garza says she wants to create a separate permitting process for homeowners because they shouldn't have to contend with the same regulations large developers do. And she stressed her resolution is not meant to be a criticism of the city's development services department, which has been subject to heavy public scrutiny in recent years. Councilmember Allison Alter joined Garza in supporting the measure.
The Family Homestead Initiative allows us to explore ways to give power back to the average homeowner and to make it easier and less expensive to add housing that is in character with our existing neighborhoods and that allows our Austinites to age in place.
The resolution notes that cost can be a major barrier for residents wishing to expand their homes, whether to rent out the space or house another family member. Austin resident Monica Brickley joined council members and other supporters at a press conference Thursday. She and her husband own a home in the Zilker neighborhood, and they built a second unit on the property for her mother to live in. Brickley says they weren't prepared for the tens of thousands of dollars in fees that came with the expansion.
The process has been expensive, cumbersome, lengthy. There have been fees on top of fees that we couldn't imagine. And if someone actually sat there and added it up and imagined their family paying for it, the numbers might actually make someone sick.
Of course, anytime you bring up policies on land use and development, the conversation quickly goes to Code Next. That's the ongoing overhaul of Austin's land development code, which would change the rules for many types of construction. Council members are set to vote on adopting Code Next in April, but some groups are calling for a delay or even to put the new code to a vote by the public. And Councilmember Garza gets the connection with her resolution.
Let's just assume nothing happens. Let's assume we have the exact same land code. We need a process that's streamlined for homeowners. So we're not trying to do this because of Code Next. We're doing this in spite of Code Next, I guess you could say.
The council is set to get a progress report on the new rules by February. Saida Hassan, KUT News.